Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 148 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm continuing to look into my ever so bright future and examining my eternal optimism. You've got a few bright future too, just saying. But tonight I'm going to talk about my mom. I love my mom. I'm sure you do too. I'm sure you love your own mom. You would love mine too if you knew her. But my mom's pretty cool. I hesitate to say this, but I'm gonna spit it out anyway, but please take it the way I mean it. My mom has not had a job. She has been a stay-at-home mom, which I think is probably the, toughest job ever. Stay-at-home mom for two kids and a husband, and of course a wife to a husband. And it all started way back when. Mom got married with my dad in high school. My mom was as a junior, and they got married just as my dad was about to ship off to Vietnam. So they had to leave and go to Oklahoma for training. My mom was on the military base with my dad, and they did the training, and then, of course, dad shipped off. And if you listen to my previous episode, you would know that, or about my dad, you know, things could have totally gone sideways, and I may not have been here today. But no, it worked out. So then he comes back, and then we end up with a family of four. I know it's not easy raising a couple of kids, especially two kids within 2 years of each other. But that's all inspirational to myself, that my mom kept that together and stuck with it. And, I'm sure my mom and dad's had their tips throughout the years, but they've stayed together, and my mom stuck with it and raised my brother and I. But here's the other inspirational part I really love, and this is the artist in my mom. You think all that, you really wouldn't have time to foster a sense of creativity. But my mom had a spark. She started painting in the 80s. Now, I don't know what her inspiration was. I like to think it was Bob Ross. I don't know. But she started painting. And really, over about, 10 years, she'll probably correct me. But I think she found her voice. And she really started cranking out some beautiful paintings. And I'll post a couple of pictures on my website with this blog post. A lot of surreal still lifes and surreal landscapes. Sometimes they're not necessarily just surreal. They're just beautiful landscapes, and they're fantastic. And she's really found her voice, and she's really turned things from being just a mom to a wife. Not just having that job. Tends to being a high creative, and I really take inspiration from that. You can go from one extreme to the other. And I hope that my mom would say, "Oh, that the family part was easy," but I don't think it was. Not all the way, all the time. It was when my brother came along. It was when it made a turn. No. So anyway, I just love the story arc that my mom's gone through. To go from wife to mother to artist. And now I'm going to dare say she's got some name recognition. I'm not going to say she's famous, but she's got some name recognition. She has some art in the State Museum. She's in several galleries and continuously showing up in shows in states from Texas to Tennessee. And it's fantastic. And I just love that arc. And if that doesn't give you hope that you can build something just with your bare hands, painting, and build a career out of that. What more is there? I just think that's really cool. And I take a lot of inspiration from my mom from that. Thank you. Bye. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.